London Gardens, Botanic to Urban and Historic Tour. So, actually, we should probably call it Physic to Botanic to Urban, because that's where we're going to start. That's with me, Anna Target, Blue Badge Tourist Guide. And this is my badge. If you know that if you are being guided by somebody with this badge, then you're being guided by somebody who's professional, is trained, and normally knows how to tell a good story. Tonight, we are also in conjunction with London Walks, which is by far the best guided walks company in London. Not only virtual tours, but also walking tours through the streets of London, which we do hope will carry on again fairly soon. And our first garden is actually at Kew. I don't know if anybody's been to Kew Gardens. This is actually the secret garden. And quite frankly, it is quite secret. You really have to hunt it out. But it's a nice place to visit in Kew Gardens. Such a huge, great big area. Okay, but where are we going to start? Well, we're going to start here at the Chelsea Physic Garden. Now, the Chelsea Physic Garden goes back to 1673. It's actually in Chelsea, Royal Hospital Road, just down the road from the Royal Hospital. It's on the banks of the Thames. It's not the oldest botanic garden in the country. That is actually in Oxford and was founded a full 50 years before the one at Chelsea. But this is the oldest one in London. And as I said, 1673. Now that's the exit. The entrance, you have to go down this little narrow road in Chelsea, a very normal Chelsea road. And then you find this lovely little entrance in the wall and you make your way in and you come into this haven of tranquility. It's absolutely beautiful. And it was founded by the Society of Apothecaries. Now apothecaries were there in order to provide remedies for people. And in the 1600s, that meant, of course, producing remedies with using plants. And therefore, they needed a space, a place, in order to, A, teach new apothecaries, but also to grow their plants. And this is what they found. About 4 acres it was when they first found it. And they used it in order to learn all about plants. Now, I'm taking you right to the very centre of this. It's now a 5-acre plot, and this is the very centre of it. That you can see just in front of you is a grade one listed rockery. It's the oldest rockery in the country. In fact, in Europe, dates back to 1773. And in that rockery, you have volcanic rock that came from Iceland in expeditions of Joseph Banks. You have medieval blocks from the Tower of London. Shells that were brought back from Tahiti in Captain Cook's first journey. So it's really, really important. And this is a very, very central part of the garden. Now then, we're looking towards the entrance there, and let's take a good look around. It's divided into 4 different sections. The area we're looking at now is a systematic order bed section. And then as we head down, you can see towards the river. Now the river is right down at the very end of the garden there. And you can see the embankment. And the reason why this plot was chosen was because it was on the river, because the apothecaries needed to be able to go up and down the river. It was the easiest way to travel in those days, up and down the river from their hall, which actually was at Blackfriars, just into the city of London. And then eventually the embankment was created, so it was separated from the river itself, but they actually gained a bit of land during that, so that was quite good for them. As we continue round, we have a beautiful big bush there. I don't know whether you can see those roses. There are a few roses on here. This rose actually has roses 365 days a year, which is quite a lovely thought. And then over in the distance, you have the historic beds at Chelsea Physic Garden, which relate to the kind of plants that were brought back here from various different areas all around the world by very famous gardeners, probably the most famous of which was head gardener here for 50 years in the 1700s. His name was Philip Miller. And when you come here, you can also go for a cup of tea, you can go for lunch. As you can see, there's a nice wildflower area here. So it's a very, very pleasant place to visit, but it's a great place to learn as well. Now, let me tell you about the most important person relating to Chelsea Physic Garden, and that's that man right in the centre of the garden here. His name is Sir Hans Sloane. Should be far more famous than he is. You might know of him because of Sloane Square, which is named after him. He actually owned all this land here. The other reason why you might know about him is because his collection, and he was a great collector, his collection formed the nucleus, or was one of the several collections that were put together in order to create the British Museum, which was in 1753 the first ever national museum in the world. Anyway, Hans Sloane bought this whole area. He was very wealthy. He was a doctor to kings and queens. He had traveled around the world, or to various areas of the world, I should say, and he had brought back all sorts of specimens, and he was a great collector. He loved to collect stuff. Anyway, he bought this land, and the apothecaries were using these 4 acres, and normally the rent for these 4 acres would have been about £400 a year, but they were rather impoverished. Let's take a closer look at him. There he is. They were rather impoverished. So Hans Sloane said, well, do you know what? I'm really interested in collecting. So I know you're gaining lots and lots of specimens for plants and trees from around the world. I will give you, if you give me some of your specimens, let's say 50 a year minimum, then I will give you this land for £5 a year. He thought that was a great bargain. They thought it was a great bargain. But I'm not sure that his descendant Lord Cadogan thinks that that is the case, because every year he is handed a check for £5, because this agreement was in perpetuity. Can you imagine how much this area is worth? So it's just £5 a year for Chelsea Physic Garden to actually lease this land.